The Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 112 for Friday, October 21st, 2016.
On the march! Legendary was the Xanadu, where Kublai Khan decreed his stately pleasure dome. Today, almost as legendary, is the Occasional Dose of Fat, the interweb's largest audio pleasures grounds. Here to expound on the loot of the fat bike, world are your hosts, Sven and Gomez.
A new smell that smells you back to where you smelled from.
Buenas noches. It's our intense, pulsating, tectonic, plate-shredding pleasure to introduce Milwaukee's very own J.K. Levin.
And I is introducing the band of Crazy Chris Daisy and Smooth Evil.
Hey, guys.
The Weekly Dose of Fat is brought to you by the Surly 8 and 24 Pack Racks. Because carrying stuff rules when you're out there in Las Pampas de Pantagonia.
Or Sheboygan Heights.
Learn more about the bikes, the beer, and the freedom at sillybikes.com.
¿Qué es tu problema, chico?
We start the show with the event of the week. We delve into the beards and beards. Like if you're too afraid to drink beer with your beer, drink it from someone else's beer. It's all about sharing. And then we share links from all over the interwebs. We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report, brought to you by Becker Sewing and Design, where we award Global Fat Bike Day Design Contest winners.
That's right. Some lucky boy or girl is going to win a brand new Surly bicycle.
And in our special weirder segment, we share the next hot new cycling trend.
Hot cycling trend.
Cycling trends coming your way. It's time for the event of the week now. And the event of the week this week is Joe Boo's post-Thanksgiving ride that he calls the Pie Burner.
Joe Boo's been on more shows than I have.
Really?
How you doing, fellas?
How's it going, Joe?
All right. How about you guys?
We're doing well. We're just, we haven't gotten in the rhythm yet. We're just kind of getting rolling here. So, You're going to have to carry the show now going forward.
That's right, Joe. Yeah, it's your show now. It's our new thing. We just hand the show off to people. Your show.
It's your show.
Great.
So, tell us a little bit about the Pie Burner. How did it get started?
A buddy of mine lived in Detroit Lakes, was with his girlfriend at the time. And in that time, they've been married now. But he got into fat bikes, and they come up to Hibbing all the time because her family's here.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, why don't we get together on the Saturday after Thanksgiving and go for a ride? So, and the rest is history after that.
Right on. How long has it been going on for?
This year will be year 4.
All right. What can people expect? It's open to the public, right? This isn't just Joe and his buddy going for a ride anymore, right?
No, that was the first year. We had about 12 the first year. Yeah, and anybody can show up. There's no registration.
12 beers?
There is an entry fee, though. It is a donation to the North St. Louis County Toys for Tots Foundation.
Oh, very good.
And that starts at 9 a.m. at Palmer's Tavern in Hibbing.
Oh, cool.
And then the ride will leave promptly at 10 a.m.
And what, you got some kind of swag given away? What do you got going on there?
Oh, yeah. Big shout-out to Surly and all the sponsors. Got a bunch of stuff to give away, and that will be happening at Ride's End.
Killer.
So it's something new. The Toys for Tots is the second year now, and this giveaway is this will be the first year.
Well, right on.
Sounds like a good, worthy cause. I was looking at his poster. Yeah. I noticed we're sponsors of this event somehow.
We're sponsors.
We're sponsors.
I think Sven will be up there with a kissing booth.
Uh-oh.
And if it's a lot of dudes, then it's just, you know, manly hugs.
So place Hibbing on a map for me. I live next door, but I'm not exactly sure where Hibbing is in the grand state of Minnesota.
Yeah, hour or so northwest of Duluth, right in the heart of Minnesota's Iron Range.
Gotcha. All right. So what kind of terrain can people expect on the ride?
Four-wheeler trails, some goat paths, weather dependent. It'll be some frozen water we can play around on. and we'll eventually, on the second half of the ride, we'll go down to into a long abandoned mine pit.
Oh, cool. So that sounds like fun.
Gold Pass, ice, and mine pit. It's got the holy trilogy of every of what you need for a kick-ass ride.
How deep is that mine pit? I'm thinking like that Anaconda copper mine out there in Utah or something. That's pretty deep.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's that deep, but it's fun to climb out of.
Yeah,
it'll,
I bet.
It'll give even the experienced fat biker a challenge to climb out of.
Right on.
All right, well, we've entered the lightning round, and that's when it's time for me to say that we have all of the links to this ride to the in our show notes, and to ask Joe, do you have a beer there, Joe? Because we're at the top of the hill.
Top of the hill. Ding, ding, top.
So these boys are going to crack one, and I'm just going to try and, I don't know what.
I'll look in there. You know what was getting me was Hibbing. That's where Jerry Grillo came from.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah. Nice. It was like I know
making Hibbing famous.
Yeah.
Isn't there a big old giant fiberglass fish up there?
No, that'd be at Cap Togama.
Oh, all right.
We got a big fish place up there in Hayward too.
Yeah, we got a big muskie that you can climb up into the mouth in Hayward. All right, Joe, you are the best guest we've had so far on the show.
Today.
Today.
That'll improve here after hanging up.
Very good. Hey, are the kids going on the ride with you?
Thanks for the time, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, okay. Joe, are the kids going on the ride with you?
That's yet to be determined.
Okay.
They probably could do the first half, but I don't want to crush their little, you know, biking spirits by making them climb. They do it in the summertime.
Cool. So the total distance is either 15 or 30 miles, it looks like. Is that right?
Yeah, I just rode it at the beginning of last week twice, and the halfway distance will be right around 17. See, we're starting and ending at Palmer's now. That hasn't happened before, so I've been able to add a few miles on at the beginning.
Nice.
Cool.
Some bonus miles.
See how I got some extra questions in there? He was ready to go, and now he didn't get to go yet.
Yeah.
But I guess we're done now. Thanks for being on the show, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, fellas. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Yeah, talk to you again.
Aloha. That was Joe Sacco from the planet Gnometron 7 up there in the Iron Range, Hibbing, Minnesota. And you boys are drinking Lone Star and Banquet.
Well,
there's
one Banquet left, so I went with it.
Cheers.
How's the Lone Star?
Lone Star is great. And there's a puzzle under every cap. So I got to figure it out.
How puzzling.
Should we take another call?
Oh, yeah.
I think we're waiting for Alex to give us a shout, see if we can get that going. But meanwhile, welcome to the radio program, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, guys. Travis. How you doing?
Good, oh. Travis.
Hello, Travis.
Hello.
Can you tell us how fat biking has influenced your fetish lifestyle?
Hi, Gomez. How's it going?
Hi. Good, man. How you guys?
Good, good. What's happening up that way?
I'm supposed to have some snow coming in, maybe sticking on the ground starting tomorrow night, say in like 1 to 4 inches. Obviously, the higher amounts, a little higher up on the hillside. So hoping we get some snow stuck on the ground. And just got the phone call. My Bluto has been converted to 120mm. I'm going to pick that up tomorrow and go see what I think of that.
Killer.
Cool. What did it involve to switch it? You just took it to the shop and they did it there?
Yeah. That was beyond my scope of mechanical expertise. It was just the air shaft and like a $40 part and $40 in labor. So not bad.
Right on. So are you going from 80 to 120 or were you already at 100?
Going from 100 to 120.
Cool.
Nice. We're,
just kind of felt flat at 100, especially since I went from a 70 to a 90mm stem.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, you know, why not bump it up a little bit? Test rode the Skookum with a 120. And, that really was awesome.
Uh-huh. One bike whispering into your ear about how your other bike could be like itself. I gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm following him too.
So we're just embarking upon our great Bluto Wren Fork shootout. The fork arrived in Price, Utah, in the secret testing grounds out there. Dustin is going to do back-to-back runs with super slow-mo of the forks going in and out.
Ow.
And in and out. And in.
Yeah. So
playing all night.
Yeah, we have that to look forward to. More more video and that sort of product review-y kind of stuff. What are you up to, friendo? Did you light a fire underneath those underneath the slacker Anchorogians about their global fat bike day lethargy?
You know, I started the process today over at the bicycle shop. I did run into Christina Grande over there today, and she was busy selling bikes. So I told her we'd catch up tomorrow when I go pick my bike up.
Nice.
And no, I haven't stopped by to harass any of the others yet, but I will be soon.
All right.
But yeah, she did say Jordy was not doing his thing this year.
Yep, I pinged him and I was like, hey, you doing that? He's like, nah, I got too much other stuff going on. Like, mind if Travis does it? He's like, no, that sounds like a good idea. And then I was like, hey, Travis, what's going on with that? And you have done a yeoman's job of seeking out everyone else to do it, but squirting away for what? No, I couldn't run it. I couldn't possibly run it. Yeah. So it's just like a state dinner for the ambassador of Persia, man. You're an ambassador. Right, you should know about stuff like that. Fat bastard.
Fat bastard.
I still handle that. Yeah, then I'd have to like get a Facebook page, and I've dodged that for all these years. So,
well, that is true. Yeah, you would have to, but you could be almost anyone on Facebook if you've never had a Facebook page,
right? You don't even have to be yourself.
Yeah,
I thought they made you be yourself these days.
Shit. Yeah, not if you go on as John Smith, how are they going to prove you're not John Smith? Right?
But if you go on as
Humpty Bump or something, that's pretty easy to figure out if your name is some sort of
Ziggy parody.
Back when Michael Hunt.
Yeah, I'll plan on having some updates for you by next week on that. Yeah, Mike Hunt, exactly.
All right, you're going deep undercover on Facebook.
Yes. I'm going to have to come up with a good, John Smith's pretty good, but I don't know. I know a lot of Steve Smith. Might use that.
Dave Smith's.
Zinglebird Bembleback. Dinglebird Dinglewack. Slut Benwala. Clingy Bung Fingelwing. Dinglebird Zinglebag. Jerry Dorsey. Engelbert Humptyback. Zendelbert, Hengelbeck, Endelbert, Humperdink, Winkleback, Hengelbeck. I just ran across this today.
Those are all fake accounts that JK keeps going. He's got.
I still have my Farmville accounts for all of these things.
Oh, yeah, he's running a farm on each one. Oh, my God. Yes, the internet is awesome.
Yeah. Even this show's on the internet. Isn't that awesome?
Exactly. We should make fun of ourselves for that.
I figured out the puzzle.
Oh, it's way more important.
No, the puzzle's on the ground.
Uh-oh. Oh, now it's like the challenge.
Yeah, it takes good eyes to see it.
I have new contacts.
Okay. Hey.
They're painful for even like the 2020 visions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to have one in a little while.
I can't tell.
Hey, folks. Hey, everybody out there in Radioland. Let's take a break. And when we come back from that break, we'll have Mr. Alex on the phone from RSD Bikes there in Toronto.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands. Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycle.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. On the line is Mr. Alex Nagar from RSD Bikes up there in Toronto. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Hi. Hey, thanks for having me.
Were you watching the game today? Are you a Blue Jays fan?
You know what? I don't watch baseball that much, but I did watch the last few games. Unfortunately, I didn't watch the one tonight, but just because I was riding. But it's too bad. We came pretty far, and hopefully we'll do better next year.
Sounds good. Good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks.
When did you first discover fat bikes? You know, like, how long ago? What was your initial impression of them? That type of deal.
Well, you know what? To be honest, it was probably 2010, 2011, I think. A friend of mine, I used to ride, like, in the winter all the time. And one day he just like showed up with this Moonlander.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, what is that? So, you know, I was pretty, he's already like a fast guy as it is, but now we were like all riding in some pretty heavy snow. And he just like took off that day. And I just remember like everybody else was struggling and he wasn't. And, you know, and when we finally met up after our ride, he had a big smile on his face, and nobody else did. So that's when I found out that, you know, that there was definitely something there, and and I just sort of, you know, kept my eyes out for it, and you know, I never actually bought anybody else's fat bike. The first fat bike I rode was the Mayor. So yeah, and to be honest, my first, I guess to answer your question, my first impression of them, I think it's like everybody else, right? You see the big tires, and you're kind of going to assume that they're going to float, right? So the first time that I actually went out, and it was like the first snowfall of the year, there was no base, and I went out, and I have to tell you, it was pretty a disappointing experience because there was just no traction at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why? Why is it not? Why am I not floating? So anyway, you know, I soon like learned that you needed a little bit of a base.
Sure.
To, you know, to get the bike going and have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's just some of those days out there where it's just perfect and other ones where you're like, why, God, can't you make this less slippery for me right now?
Right, right. And exactly. In the beginning, tires were not as knobby as what we have available now. And taking Endos and Larry's out on 4 inches of wet, fresh snow was like, whoa! But
exactly.
It's, you know, that was the learning curve that of that era. But then you guys created the Mayor, right?
Yeah. Was the first that was the RSD's first fat bike for sure. Was that the first bike that you guys made overall?
No, we started you know, making like gravel bikes, like flat bars gravel bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And we did like a couple small production of them, and we got some good response. You know, we were dealing with some, you know, challenges trying to find, you know, the right manufacturer, the right assembler. It was, you know, everything was just kind of a learning curve, and, you know, everything just fell, you know, on our laps all at once. So it was a bit of a challenging time. And then when it was time to, you know, to make a bike that we really, really, really love, not that we don't love the gravel bike, but mountain bikes is, you know, is our background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was, it all made sense.
Mm, cool. And the Mayor was named after Colin Ford's dad, right?
Yes.
Yeah, your illustrious Rob Ford, is that
Rob
what it was?
Ford? Yeah. Rest in peace, because Rob has passed away, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was. You know what? We weren't sure what we were gonna call the bike. It wasn't, to be honest, it wasn't exactly named like after Rob Ford.
Uh-huh.
There was some. There was some thoughts there.
Right, but there's
it's fired by, not directly directed.
It's completely cool that if it's comedy, that's hilarious. I have a friend that everybody calls the mayor because he was actually the mayor of Rockville, and so
is that a Farmville town?
I will go. I will definitely taunt him with the Thai mayor that I'm testing this winter. It's a beautiful bike.
Beauty.
I'm slowly preparing
that,
it for
my mare is really nice.
Yeah. Everybody that sees pictures of it is like, I want to test that bike. Everybody. Does that sound familiar to you?
Hey, Alex, send me one of them Thai mares and I'll test it for you.
Yep.
Yeah, I beat you to it, Travis. Are you still there?
Well, wait until you actually ride it. Then you'll have like a big smile on your face.
I know. I'm completely looking forward to it. So
yes.
It's gonna happen. So tell us a little bit more about RSD bikes. Like you don't just make fat bikes. You make a 29 plus bike, called the Big Chief, and you make a
27 plus
bike called the Sergeant that can also run 27.5 by 3.8s on it, so it can run that Trek size fat bike setup. And you have a brand new bike called the Wildcat, which you were supposed to send us.
Yeah. Well, I was waiting for you to tell me when to send it.
All right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about those.
Correct.
Or did I just steal the thumb?
We also have a gravel bike, the Catalyst.
Ah.
We don't want to leave it out. It's quite a beast for 2017. But yeah, I guess in order, the Wildcat is a full suspension, basically based on a horse linkage.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a 123 mil rear suspension. It's got a 150 mil fork with 66.5 degree head angle. The frame is made from aluminum 7000 series.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty stiff. Everything about the bike is, you know, let's call it custom. Everything was designed from the ground up. You know, all the tubing, the yoke, you know, and we've been riding it for some time, and it's you know, I have to tell you that it's quite a bike.
Yeah, you told me that that bike on your local single track trail blew your Strava, you know, the personal bests away, right?
Yes. I ride a Sergeant, mm-hmm. Hardtail,
mm-hmm.
27 plus. It's around 26 or 27 pounds. And the Wildcat Complete is about 32.5, 33 with pedals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually faster on the Wildcat than I am on my hardtail. And that alone just like blew me away. I was been trying to figure out where I gained, you know, so much time and speed. And I think it's just overall, the bike just pedals really, really well, carries momentum, just plows through everything that you can like throw at it. And it's basically point and shoot and you're in business.
Oh, cool. Well, we can't wait to throw our leg over that thing. I think I might even have, you know, probably the carbon wheels I have in that size probably don't have the right size hubs. Because is that a boost bike or is that a 190, 150 through axle?
No, it's boost 148 rear.
Drats, you're both supposed...
You'll need another wheel set.
I'll need a fork spreader. No. Just kidding.
Yeah, so, I was just looking through the site. That Wildcat looks sweet. I got to the mayor here, and I see you're offering the Lauf fork now. Have you had a chance to ride one of those much?
You know what? I personally only had a few rides on one, but one of the other guys at the office rode one all of last year, this year, and he's just loving it. He's loving the weight saving. He's loving just the little extra cushion, and he's not interested in going back either full rigid or putting any kind of other fork on his bike.
Cool. So what generation are you on the mare now? Is this like the third or fourth version of it for 2017?
Yeah, for 2017, we're looking at the fourth version. Mm-hmm. So
Rev 4.
Yeah, version 4. And version 3, which was completely redesigned last year, version 4 is just some minor tweaks for 2017.
Cool.
So where do you see fat bike technology headed?
You know, it's hard to gauge just because there's so many moving parts, you know, now with the fat bike and plus bike. I do see tires getting lighter in the future somehow. I don't know why. I just feel like this might be, one of the places to really, some people have carbon forks, carbon frames, so everything's getting lighter and more nimble, but the tire technology, it seems to, the threads are changing, but the tire weights aren't changing that much. So I think that, we might see some lighter tires on the market to reduce weight overall.
That would be a lighter weight is almost always good.
Right on. You got to listen to the show every week because we actually reveal what the next new hot trend in cycling is at the end of every show. It's actually a comedy routine, though.
Allegedly.
It's allegedly funny.
Right on.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, are there any organized fat bike events in your area?
You know, there's like every year there's Global Fat Bike Day, and there's a lot of various trails that are having like small events. So like there's one it's at Durham. It's probably one of the biggest in our area, and it usually brings throughout the day, 30, 40 riders in the morning for a group ride. And And then throughout, there's like a few other ones.
Cool. You guys should sponsor a big race series and get a beer sponsor and have really scary clowns and stuff.
Yeah, the scary clowns are a thing now. Maybe
are they? Have they crossed the border?
It should be the name. Sorry, I don't know if they crossed the border, but that's a good name for a bike. The clown.
Oh, the scary clown.
Scary clown.
So, speaking of clowning, what do you like to do when you're not thinking about fat bikes? What's your other hobbies? Are you a big game hunter? Gnome husbandry?
No, you know what? I like plus bikes. Does that count?
We're talking about bikes, right?
Yeah, bikes. Okay.
Okay.
But what do I like? I like cars. Like
fast cool.
cars, anything with a V8 motor in it is usually, a good place to start. Obviously, I got a wife and kids, so that's probably first in the list.
But you put cars before that.
No, that's all right.
Cars. I was thinking things, right? I wasn't thinking people, but yeah.
The family.
Yeah, kids, man. Yeah. There's nothing better than the family. Wives, kids.
Exactly.
I think we should have it all. So I think JK has a question for you.
What is your favorite beer? Any good local brews in that neck of the woods? Only 3 hours away, 3.5-ish.
From here?
Yeah. Across the... Well, no, from Detroit.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. I was doing math before.
So it's 5 hours to Detroit from Chicago. It's 2 hours to Chicago from anywhere.
I just really, I really had Toronto and Detroit really close together for some reason. I don't know. But 4 hours ain't bad. I've done that.
All right.
So, favorite beer.
I don't know if there's any like Well, there's obviously, you know, a lot of blues. I don't know if I know that many of them, like in our area. I like wheat beers. I'm a huge fan of wheat beers. I drink all sorts of wheat beers, and I'll try them all, just because they're that good and refreshing.
Yeah, I can follow that.
The beer refreshing. From the land of sky blue water.
You know?
Cool, yeah. Exactly. It's good to know a style that you like, because you can get really off the beaten path with some beers these days, so knowing what's out there is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, usually, you know what, and there's more and more, you know, like wheat beers on the market. Like if you look back, I'm going to say like 5-6 years, the selection wasn't the same as what it is now. So it's kind of, and maybe it has to do with, you know, the import laws in Canada. Maybe, you know, back then we weren't, you know, privileged to see most of the stuff that we see now. But it's nice to have more than like 2-3 options.
Oh, yeah. Easily. I mean, yeah, say what you will. It's just like with so many people making beer.
Is it paint your wagon? Is that what
yes!
this is?
Yes!
We just solved the real riddle underneath the first beer cap.
Variety is the spice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've got these little pictograms.
I want to be smart.
S-M-R-T.
Yep. The beauty of Lone Star in the bottle.
Now we have digressed.
Right?
We've devolved. We've just left our guest hanging. Now we're talking about... Sorry.
We're talking about beer, though. That's why.
That's true. We just solved a beer riddle.
Yes.
Well, right on, Alex. Before we cruise on down the road here, is there anything we didn't touch on that you want to talk about?
No, I think it's good. And, you know, thanks again for having me on the show. You know, I love the show. I listen to it, you know, weekly.
Torture.
Anyway.
Torture. Hey, do you still have a sale going on some of your 2016 bikes?
Yes, we do. On the Sergeant, the Big Chief, and the Catalyst, we're now at 35% off.
Yeah, I just saw on your website you use coupon code KICKASS when you check out.
There you go.
We'll put a link to your site in the show notes, and yeah, thanks for being on the show.
Okay, well, thanks very much, guys. Really appreciate it, and have a great evening.
Thanks, Alex.
Talk to you again.
Cheers.
Okay. Take care. Thanks.
Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll dive into the Fatty Farm Field Report.
Jumbo USA builds innovative, technically superior bicycles that are race-ready, ride-driven, and tested to withstand the harshest conditions and tackle the toughest and roughest terrain. Learn more about Jumbo's American-made Ursa Major at JumboUSA.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody.
This evening's Fatty Farm Field Report is brought to you by Becker Gear.
Becker Gear is your fat bike packing connection.
Tupper and his merry men engineer and forge frame bags, down tubes, and top tube bags, as well as mini gnome-sized pannier bags.
Hey, speaking of Tupper, we got Tupper on the horn here in the Tupper section of the show.
Hey!
He could read the next line in the commercial.
Oh yeah, Becker.
Yeah,
Becker Gear is.
I forgot it.
I'll tell it to you. Becker Gear is precision beer drinking.
That's what it is.
Find Becker Gear.
That's exactly what I'm doing right
on
now.
On Facebook, Blark Bark. I want to say Facebook.com.
Yeah, Facebook
is that right?
/ Becker Gear. I think that's what our thing is. I don't know.
We have the notes. We have the all the hieroglyphics.
And at BeckerGear.com.
.com.
Hypertext template, blah, blah, /:// BeckerGear.
Yeah. .internet.
Who needs, brother.
What's your CompuServe address that we can reach you at?
Who needs a dang commercial when you got Tupper Becker frame bag cowpoke live? In the studio via the telephone. Welcome to the show.
Oh, man, I feel so special.
Welcome to the show, Tex.
Thank you.
Hey, show him that puzzle. See if he can get it. Oh yeah, it's it's a radio.
I'm a freaking riddle master. Once I figured out which direction up was, yep. I was like, "Fuck yeah!" Yeah. That says
well,
it all.
You just don't know solve this riddle.
The struggle. It's the struggle of getting Lone Star beer in bottles, and there's a little pictograph puzzle.
Yeah. Pictionary or something would be the game.
And some
show.
Of them are kind of simple. If I look at this, I will absolutely
forget to do
and
the show.
They're tiny.
So you know what
obviously
we got?
You guys need to do a whole show on this.
Tupper, do not encourage us.
It's a 12-part series.
Another
this is only
show.
The first
part. This is our podcast series, really. About Lone Star beer riddles.
There are. They should sponsor us then.
Before we get into that, you know, if you two actually like want a beer sponsor, we could probably arrange that. It's just I'm just less motivated. I'm thinking more of like we should get a hot tub for here. Or something. I don't know.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Tough percent.
That'd be a sight. I'm glad this is on radio.
Exactly. Well, we're all just wearing boxer briefs.
Feather boas.
The beautiful thing about radio.
You guys are on one tonight. Listen to
yeah. Hey, you know what I'm pretty excited about tonight's show?
What?
We're going to give away a freaking bike. A pretty kick-ass bike.
We got a contest. We had a contest.
Yeah, we had a contest.
We're going to talk about the winners.
Yeah, them winners.
Of said contest.
Has been chosen.
Do you want to thank everybody that entered, or should I do that?
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
You know how we did this thing? We invited a panel of four judges to rate each entry, and after that, Gomez did some mathy thing and tallied all the scores and divided by 12 and not plus not, and now we're ready to announce the winners.
May I have the envelope, please?
There you go, sir. And?
Our third place prize winner is Carl Leach from the UK.
We could call him and tell him, but it's 2 a.m. over there. Do you think he'd be excited to win or pissed that we woke him up?
Or maybe a little of both.
You should call him. That'd be a good segment right there.
Yeah,
we should wake up call.
Our fancy software doesn't dial out to foreign countries all that well. We're going to dial out later into some other winners coming up right now, aren't we?
I think you mean more bullets over there.
Yeah. So,
so
Carl... What did he win?
He won a pair of Marge lights, which allegedly you have somewhere. And now we need to send them to...
They're right over by your bag.
Outer Flabobia. Under Crunchia.
Oh, hey, this is... Oh, there we go.
So, yeah, we're not going to call him because we're not mean on the radio. but now, let's call up our second place winner, Carl Sanger. We have two Carls in this contest, but this one is with a C. Are you dialing?
I'm doing something.
Like a C.
We're awaiting Carl's answer on the teleringer.
Carl's our second place winner, and he actually put in two choices. And as you're listening to this, feel free to scroll through the show notes because all of the winners are going to be in the show notes, and they are lovely, and they're there for you to use.
Yes, use them. Hey, we got Carl on the line. Welcome to the radio program.
Hi.
How's it going?
How's it going tonight?
Good, good. How are you? What's the deal here? Why do we call Carl?
I think the line in the script is, hey, it's Sven Gomez and JK, and we're calling to let you know that you just won a 1UP USA Fat Bike Intrac!
Oh, there we go. It's underneath the pictures. Hey. Carl, it's Sven and Gomez and JK. So you won this 1UP USA Fat Bike Hitch Rack for your design for Global Fat Bike Days. Yeah, there's several, multiple
there's two.
Ones.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So how'd you come up with that? It's a pretty clever idea. I like it. It's kind of an evolution-y looking thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I I was thinking about my progress of getting into fat biking, and you know, it's sort of an evolution. It sort of spawned out of that idea.
That's what I called it.
That's what I called it. Yeah, it's cool. It looks.
You forgot
good.
To put the stage in there where Devo was de-evolutionizing humanity.
Did you ever wear a flower pot on your head or whatever those things were?
I had a full Devo suit, thank you very much, and I still wear it now and then. So congratulations, Carl. You are our second place winner, and people in places that you had, like, if we gave you a pop quiz right now of all the places that we're going to use this, you'd be like, where the F is, I don't know, someplace like...
Upper Flabobia?
Yeah. Gnomtron 7, you know where that's at, Carl? They're going to use your art, and you're going to influence kids in a positive way, Carl. I think we killed Carl.
I think Carl's... Carl, I don't know if he left. He's gone. Carl's gone. Hey, maybe we should...
Stunned him off.
Hey, now it's time to call Le Grand Champion, the Global Fat Bike Designer of the Year, Kevin Berger.
Berger.
But I'll call him. You do some chatter or something.
So, Kevin is going to win a Surly Moonlander in the Special Ops, where the Special Ops could be a Green Bay Packer fan, could be a certain tractor company there in the Quad Cities. It's green and gold. It's a sight to see. And
a sexy bike.
Yeah. So sexy.
And now for something, what do we have Kevin on the line?
He's calling him. He's calling.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Aloha, Kevin. It's Uncle Gomez along
with
Sven and
Kevin.
JK. We're here in Fat Bike Radio Studios over here in Milwaukee. How's it going, eh?
No way.
Well, it's my duty to inform you, sir, that it's abundantly true. Your design is number one, and you are hereby awarded our fabulous, prestigious,
luxurious,
grand prize!
Tell him.
No way! That is so freaking awesome!
Tell him what he's won!
It's that green and yellow, tractorish-looking Surly Moonlander. That's it. That's your thing.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
Yeah. A panel of four judges looked at all of the entries, and there was no small number of entries. And you won, dude.
Damn. Wow, thank you so much. Wow, I'm blown away. Woo! And it's in my size.
I know. It's crazy.
Oh my God! You guys made my week.
Well, you just gotta promise me that
that
you'll let me ride it once someday. I don't want to be the first person to ride
yeah,
it
for sure. I'll ride it back to Madison on the glacial trail.
All right.
Awesome, dude! Congratulations again.
Oh, thank you so much. This is great.
All right.
I was so, oof, wow.
All right,
well,
then.
Have a great rest of your show.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to hear it on the podcast.
Okay, Kevin, take off then.
Okay.
Thanks. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All you kids out there in Radio Land, feel free to download these designs and use them for your global Fat Bike Day kegger hoedown shindig soiree or bike ride.
Hey, we'd like to thank Surly Bikes and 1UP USA providing our winners some kick-ass prizes, man. Really nice.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, don't forget to send us your Global Fat Bike Day plans. We've been keeping a running list on the Weekly Dose of Fat, and we'll share yours as well. Just send us the link to Sven@fat-bike.com.
And now for something completely different.
We got them fat bike links.
Dang old fat bike links.
Of which we have a pretty cool gnomified Pugsley. I love when people take a pug or a one by one and just pimp it to death.
Remember when we did that back in the day? Pimp my pug?
Yeah.
I came across that video for some reason. That was horrible. What the hell are we thinking?
I don't know. And this is John D. If you live in the Great Lakes and you want to know what kind of snow conditions we're going to get in the next week, this guy is the shiznit.
Oh, I like those bars on that pug.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then we have the Coast Kid, basically the patron saint of our link section.
I think a cool thing, if people are over there in Bruce's neighborhood of Scotland somewhere, he's doing a, they invited him to talk about his website, his blog, and off-road cycling on the coast over there in East Lothian area. It's pretty cool. He's like an internet superstar.
He's the godfather of Scottish beach riding for shizzle and beyond. He's huge in France.
I'm big in Japan. Big in Japan.
The second time this week I've been able to access with Tom Waits' reference. Yay!
Oh, he's living large. So, what do you say we trip on into this special segment?
All right. What's the scoop on that this week? We're still doing trend things, right? We're doing the trend of the week?
Yeah.
Right on.
Our research staff has dug into the future. And this week's new solid gold hipster cycling trend is e-pedal assist hover cycles.
At ehummer.com, we'll be covering all aspects of this quantum leap forward in omni-terrain cycling.
These hover bikes float on a cushion of air, so they can go almost anywhere.
Since it's for hipsters, there's a 130-pound weight limit and extra style points for thrift store gabardine air skirts.
All of the lightest space-age polymers and carpet fibers will be used from the get-go because hover biking, well, it's damn near flying, right?
Yeah, but it's more than flying. It's like back in the day in 2015, we rode fat bikes coupled with bumper cars and sour beer.
Oh, yeah, you can't eat hover bike without shots of sour beer.
I heard the old golf course in Lake Geneva is going to have a new hover park.
I can't believe there's an e-hum along every weekend until Arbor Day.
Sweet gabber skirt, Caden.
Yeah, I picked this up at Goodwill and sewed it on a sewing machine that I picked up at a garbage sale for $10.
Let him over to Liquor Lyle's and get sour fist.
That's a paisley card on Gomez for writing ridiculous skits about bike trends.
Tip pipped.
Pip pip. That pip, didn't go half as poorly as I thought it was going to go.
Our show this evening has been brought to you by the bikes, parts, and chaos of Surly Bikes. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave us a message, you know.
Hey, and sing along with us, folks.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
Or, you know, maybe something nice from our shop. We've added long sleeve tees now. We got some tees for the kids, long sleeve t-shirts for children's types, and we got hoodies coming too.
Hoodies.
So hoodies are there. We just got our sample.
Well done on the sing.
I don't know any of the other words of that song. Thank God. I do know this. We got a caller. Welcome to the radio program and stuff.
Hello?
Greetings, Earthling.
Hello?
Over.
Can you hear me?
Over.
Hello?
Over.
Is this thing on?
Yeah. What's up?
We got Dave. That's Dave. That's Dave there, folks.
What up?
Are you guys out riding?
Yes, we are. Me and Chuck Willis.
What up?
We're...
Hello?
Are you on the phone and on the bike?
You, what? Right? You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Oh, hold on.
Are you trying to hunt down the elusive butt crack?
No.
The butt hurt butt crack?
There was a delay in your answer. You had to think about it. No.
No, and stuff.
Think about it.
So where are you guys riding?
We're in Alpha right now.
Oh, okay.
Some beer lab.
Apple Trail.
How are the skeeters out there, Dave?
I don't know. They don't seem too bad right now. We're just sitting here chilling, having a beer. So
isn't that by the the China lights?
The hell are you talking about, boy?
Isn't that in like the same park?
They're closer. They're a burner, but we encountered some traffic, but we don't see them on the trails.
Oh, right on.
The trails are towards the south, I think, or something.
I don't know. I'm just trying to picture, and I know that there's a lot of big, big bright things that would distract me.
All right, Dave, do you have a question for the bike doctor?
Why does my bike ride like shit?
Because you're the one pedaling it?
Owner operator error.
We were stuck in the rain for 2 hours the other night. I don't know. Maybe.
Asked and answered, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go on the...
We just kind of kept on half a whim tonight, and my bike's riding like shit, but I'm having fun, so I don't give a shit, you know?
No. I do know.
I do know, too.
You right?
Know. I'm fully aware of your situation. Shituation.
Right. But, yeah, the trails are nice, and it's a beautiful night, and we're having a good time, and just stopped for a beer. Thought we'd call in and see what's up.
We were just kind of, like, rolling out of here. Is Chester Cheeto with you there riding? Chester Cheese?
Chester Cheese?
Cheswick?
Is that Chuck Willie?
Chuck Willard? Chuck Willard?
Yeah, Chuck Willie's here, yeah.
All right.
That's about it. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, put him on the line.
Maybe he'll be more interesting than you.
Maybe he has a fucking question for the bike doctor.
What's up, dogs?
Hi.
Hello.
It's Chadwick. What does he call you?
Hey, how you guys doing? There at the fatbike.com.
We are fine. How are you?
It's directly into the flower.
Hey, do you have a question?
Mr. Roboto, how are you doing
today? Do you have a question for the bike doctor? Tell us where it hurts. We'll tell you what kind of ointment to put on that, that runny sore.
My groin area is very, very bruised.
Just point at the dog.
It's always the groin.
I think it's from dropper post.
Oh.
Not sure.
Like tennis elbow is like dropper post gooch. Ow.
Well, I actually don't have a dropper post, but I imagine I do, and maybe that's my problem.
When I dream about when I ride, I have a dropper post.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, with a remote.
I like the sound of that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find a bike yet for your ute?
I did not.
We'll have to look into that a little more. He wants to get the lad a fat bike this year.
Oh, I think that's completely doable.
Joey wants a fatty.
Cooker. You know who I think you should look at? Maybe Reed, too. I think they make a smaller bike.
Ooh, they make a 24.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, and we just kind of made friends with them somehow.
Yeah, and they're very reasonable entry level. You got Framed. You got Reeb. You got Cooker, man. And then you just have to find an independent bicycle dealer.
I know Rainbow sells Reed bikes for sure. Rainbow Jersey sells Reed. I could talk to Jerry over there, Rainbow Jersey, for you, see if we can get you a little hookup on the Giddy Go there.
There you go.
Yeah, Joey's all about it. He's dying for one. I think it's going to be a sweet gift once I find something.
Yeah.
Sven is slipping on his plaid jacket, and he's going to sell you bike.
You can get you a fat bike, one of them things.
I'm going to portray his manager, and he's going to have to come in, and, you know, we're going to pretend to really go at it, and then you're going to get that undercoating for free.
I can hardly wait.
Factory undercoating.
Are you going to make Joe race this year then? If you're going to get him a bike, you got to make him race?
Oh, I don't think I'll have to make him. He'll be all about it.
Yeah.
Get me out there.
Oh, how many?
I mean, we went riding for Sam's party and we rode, and then I said, well, I'm going to take you back, Joe, to Mom's, and I'm going to go back to the party. He said, well, I want to stay for the party, too.
Right on.
Like,
yeah.
You don't have a fat bike. Sorry.
Oh, you won't have that excuse next year, though, for Sam's 41st birthday.
Yeah.
He he'll be ready to party then.
How long has he been BMX racing now?
Oh, 5 years.
Wow. Time sure does fly.
So, Chad, let me ask you a question. Who's your favorite clown?
The scary one.
Pennywise?
I like scary clowns. We were just talking about that. I think for Halloween, I'm going to be a happy clown because you won't see any of them today, you know, this year.
Right? Yeah, it's all...
With a boner? I'm like, yeah, big dogger. Happy clown with a big fat dogger flopping around. You won't see many of those.
You're sure to win whatever costume contest you go to with that getup.
Hey, let's go. Let's get together, all of us, and go hover biking. All right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Dude, I heard that's the new thing.
Yeah? Fuck yeah.
Heck yeah. All right, Chad, we're going to wrap this thing up. Say bye to the clown with you there, and we'll talk to you again.
Yeah, it's good talking to you guys. Take care.
Bye.
See you. Hey, you know what I forgot to tell him?
No.
To check us out on Instagram at fatbike.com.
Oh, yeah. Well, if he listens to the show, he'll get that.
Yeah. Did we do those previous ones?
Mm-hmm.
We're done. Do you have any closing thoughts? It's 8:59.
Till then. 1 minute. Till then. Till then.
I had something clever to say, but...
It escaped.
I believe it was... Go ride your bike.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.